SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, the National Youth Awards for Excellence to return this year, and later, autism facts. Let's go Roundabout JA, right after this.
Household expenditure survey. What kind of digging a people business thing this now?
No, ma'am, nothing like that. The Statistical Institute of Jamaica is collecting information on how Jamaicans spend in order to better help us understand the economy.
So, like, what kind of information you want?
Information on things you spend on, like groceries, bills, clothing, even phone credit. It's all relevant, so save your receipts. And not to worry, your information will only be seen by us and treated confidentially. So remember now, save your receipts.
All right, more running when me sooner next time.
A message from Statin.
The Prime Minister's National Youth Award for Excellence is to return this year. After a 2-year hiatus when 23 young people and 2 organizations received awards in 2014, it's an opportunity to recognize young nation builders who make significant contributions in the areas of sports, youth in service, arts and culture, academics, agriculture, leadership, journalism, and entrepreneurship. State Minister for Education, Youth and Information Floyd Green, who made the announcement during his contribution to the sectoral debate on April 5, says even more categories will be added this year.
We are adding science and technology, and we're adding environment and health. We are going around for this year, and we are awarding 55 young people who have a solid record of community service for Jamaica. 55.
Since the inception of the Prime Minister's National Youth Award for Excellence in 1998, 165 awards have been conferred. It is the highest national order bestowed on Jamaicans between ages 15 and 24. The token each awardee receives is made of onyx. This precious mineral is used because it is a rare stone, and no two stones are the same, an allegory of the uniqueness of each awardee's achievement. The Vision 2030 Dashboard of Indicators says we are on track to achieve outcome number 1, a healthy and stable population. Life expectancy at birth has improved, and the government remains committed to improving Jamaica's Human Development Index. Visit vision2030.gov.jm and view the Dashboard of Indicators, or call the PIOJ at 960-9339 to learn more.
Under Section 30 of the Forest Act, offenders can be fined up to $500,000 and sentenced to 2 years in prison for cutting down trees in a forest reserve without a license. And did you know that you need a license to use a chainsaw to cut trees for lumber, even on private property? Call 1-888-FORESTS, that's 1-888-367-3787, to find out more or to report any illicit activity in a forest estate.
On our community notice board, the Anglican Diocese of Jamaica and the Cayman Islands, through its Youth Ministry Division, will host a public forum weighing in on Dance Hall on Tuesday, April 11 at 6 p.m. at St. Luke's Church, 89 Slipe Road, Crossroads. All are invited. Before we go, autism is an often misunderstood neurological disorder, and persons living with the condition may experience stigma and discrimination. Here's one fact that will help to create an inclusive environment for persons living with the condition. For teenagers living with autism, a little acceptance goes a long way. If you know someone attending your school or living in your community with the condition, try to be nice, be courteous, and flash an occasional smile. By doing this, you are telling them that they belong. Facts About Autism is brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. That's where we end today's program. Thanks for your company. Join us next time as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Andre Palmer, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.